This is Gina Marie Rodriguez, and you're listening to the Jersey Arts Podcast. While HBO's The Last of Us may currently have the television market cornered when it comes to the genre of horror and thrills, let's not forget the stage. Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd, the demon Barbara of Fleet Street, is set to thrill audiences at the Lavoie Theater in Millville, New Jersey this February. Today, I have the pleasure of chatting with Carmen Matarazzo, who plays Tobias. The Lavoie marks the last New Jersey theater to put up the show before it hits Broadway later this month, where Tobias will then be played by none other than Carmen's brother, Gaten Matarazzo, known to many Stranger Things fans as Dustin Henderson. Carmen and I discuss what it's like to craft a role with his older brother, his family of performers, our shared love for Stephen Sondheim, and of course, the demon Barbara of Fleet Street. Carmen, it's so nice to meet you virtually. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm really excited that we're starting to really get into tech week for the show. It's a little stressful, but it's very exciting.
I remember tech weeks. They are stressful indeed. Is this your first day of tech or no?
We actually start tech on Saturday.
So tell me, you are going to be playing Tobias, right? Tobias, Toby in Sweeney Todd.
The characters say Toby throughout the show, but it's written as Tobias.
Have you been familiar with the show prior to being cast?
I think when I first heard of Sweeney Todd, I had seen it was just something that was, the movie was always on in the house. My sister watched that when she was a teenager, and it was Johnny Depp, and I was just like, it's really weird to see him singing. And that was before I got into theater, and I was just like, oh, this is a really scary story. And my mom was like, well, it was originally a musical, and she showed me the George Hearn and Angela Lansbury recording online, and I was just hooked immediately. And just with every character, I was just like, I just want to be part of the show one day. You know, I started auditioning for more stuff, and hopefully it would come up. So this was actually my dream show, so very happy.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you said at the time when you were first introduced to the movie version, you hadn't yet gotten into entertainment. So when did you get into entertainment?
So I started off playing music. I'm a drummer, and I started that when I was about 13 years old. You know, I was in the jazz band at my school, and I did like pit orchestra for a couple of shows. I was watching my friends as I was in the pit on stage, and I was just like, that just looks like so much more fun just to be up there and the audience, you know, just watching you and just, you know, really just you getting to express your feelings in a different way. And, you know, I just thought that was really cool. So I auditioned for the next show at my school, which was Mary Poppins. And they casted me as Robertson I, who is like the butler of the house. And he's sort of like the comedic relief of the show. And that was very fun to do. And I just started, you know, auditioning for more stuff since then.
That sounds amazing. And personal preference, I love being comedic relief. I think that's the best part of the show.
Yeah. Most shows that I have done, I've been the comedic relief. So when I was casted as Tobias, I was definitely a little shocked, you know. Also, just I knew it was going to be a challenge, but I think I finally know what I want to do with the character, and I'm just very excited to show it to the audience.
Well, I'm sure that everyone is really excited to see it as well. I happen to be a big fan of Sweeney Todd. I love the show, even though I'm a huge baby and I don't typically like horror stuff. This is a unique genre for me, but I'm really looking forward to this show. And you're going to be at the Lavoie in Millville, New Jersey, correct?
Yes, correct.
And you run February 10th through February 19th.
Yes.
What I find fascinating about this is that you and your brother, Gaten, right, are playing the same role.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is fascinating to me. So our listeners might know of your brother as Dusty in Stranger Things. So the Broadway production that he will be in goes up, I think, in previews on February 26th. That's only a week apart.
Yeah.
So how are you guys coping with that? Do you talk character building together?
We talk about it all the time. And I knew we were going to be talking about it all the time the second I was casted as this role, because I knew he was going to be in the show before I was. And he was the first person I called after I got the email. You know, he just started, I could just hear from his voice how excited he was. I called the rest of my family after that, but we're always talking about what different choices we're going to make and what we want to do with the character, because there's definitely some lines and stuff in the script that we don't really understand. So we'll ask each other for help for certain things. And it's been really fun to bond over.
What a great resource to have. You know, I can only imagine. I know that there are certain actors who really like to keep it close to the vest, the choices that they're going to make.
Yeah.
But I think it's fascinating that you guys get to talk about it and build these two different versions of the same character together.
Yeah, he's always been a huge fan of the show as well. It's just crazy that we're both doing the show. I knew we were eventually both going to do the show at one point. I just had a feeling, but for us to do it at the same exact time, it was just, it's really fun.
I love that you had an intuition about it.
Yeah.
So are you guys planning to see each other's shows? Because I love that you're not overlapping, right? So this is the last show in New Jersey before it hits Broadway. So that means he has time to come see you, right?
Yeah, we're both going to be able to see each other play the part, which is what we're most excited for, especially because a lot of the time we have our own stuff going on. So we're not really able to, you know, see each other's, you know, whatever it is we're doing. You know, it just so works out. We're both going to be able to, you know, see each other's shows. So I'm very excited.
I can only imagine how excited your parents are right now that they have both of you.
Yeah, especially my mom, because she's a huge theater fan. You know, she always just says, oh, I have two Tobies now and my two Tobies. I'm always most excited to show my family.
Is this your mom's favorite show? Or, well, she's going to say it's her favorite show now.
Yeah, she kind of has to right now.
Yeah, whether it was or wasn't, it is now.
But I know it's up there. She's got a few. I know she loves the classics. Angela Lansbury is one of her favorite actresses, and you know, just everyone from that time period of theater.
Absolutely. Well, do you have any classics that you're fond of?
A bunch. Mostly, I could go down a whole list. I love Sondheim. I love Into the Woods. I love you know, Sweeney Todd, which are, you know, some of his most popular, but I like A Little Night Music. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but I'm pretty sure he won a Tony for that one as well. West Side Story, of course, pretty much any Sondheim show, you know. Yeah, there's not many shows that I don't like.
I am also a huge Sondheim nerd. I don't know the one that you mentioned, so shame on me, and I should look it up. But I do absolutely love him, and I love this show. And I'm looking forward to seeing this in Millville, where, you know, honestly, without being rude, I can afford the show in Millville, right?
Yeah.
That Broadway prices can be rather prohibitive.
Oh, definitely.
For anybody who's relatively local to Jersey, this is the time to see it.
Definitely.
And we want to see Carmen Matarazzo. So let's come out.
Yes, please.
I want to know just like a little bit more about what you mentioned it before. You started as a drummer and then you kind of saw your friends on stage. But like, what was that impulse to say, I really think I want to learn more about being a performer? You know, because drummers are performers, but it's just a different medium.
Yeah. My sister actually started us off on it. She did this showcase when she was, I think, maybe like 11 or 12, which would have made me and Gayton 5 and 6.
Aww.
And she did this showcase, and basically there were a bunch of like managers and agents there, and basically they'd watch these young actors perform and see, you know, who would, you know, they want as their client. And Sabrina found her client there, and me and Gayton and Sabrina, we read for her, for Peggy, that's her name. And Gayton and Sabrina both wanted to stick with it. And at the time I was very little, and I was just like, this isn't something I want to do, because I was just too nervous going to the audition rooms. I was like, I want to play sports. And then I went to a whole sports phase. And then I saw Gaten on Broadway for the first time. And I was like, wow, there's a lot of people here just watching him up there. And I'm just like, that's really cool. And I started singing and I was like, people could watch me do this too. Now, Gaten and Sabrina are definitely my biggest inspirations towards it. Without them, I probably wouldn't have even thought about doing theater. I'd probably be doing, you know, playing sports right now or playing basketball, which, you know, which I liked, but, you know, definitely it's nowhere near, you know, what I feel for theater and for performing.
So it's a different kind of adrenaline, right? Sports give you one kind of energy and then you have that, you know, the thrill of a live audience.
Yeah, definitely.
I get it. I do.
I remember just performing with, you know, school band for the first time. And it was kind of my first time performing in front of an audience. And I was just like, I want to perform forever, whether it's theater or whether it's music.
That's great. So, you're definitely a showbiz family, right? There's the three of you who are very much involved. Did your parents also start in entertainment or did you guys just branch off on your own?
My mom, she did a lot of theater in high school and college. She's a fantastic singer too. She doesn't do it that much, that often, but when she does, it makes us very happy. Because she really does have a good voice, but she doesn't think she does.
Oh, no. All right, Mom. We got to change that. I want to see her on stage now, too.
Me too. We actually convinced her to audition, start going out for auditions with us again. And I think she'll eventually, once she finds the show she likes, she'll start doing community theater with us. And, you know, just because she did when my sister was really little, she did Annie with her. You know, she always had a fun time doing theater too, and I know she misses it, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, I'm just going to be over here rooting for you and Gaten and Sabrina and your mom.
Yeah.
Whole family. I just want to see you guys doing stuff. You can be like the Von Trapps, you know?
Yeah, right.
That's all right. We have a new goal in mind. You guys are just going to go out on a singing tour.
I agree, yeah.
And when it happens, I would like credit. Thank you. Okay. It was my idea. What is your mom's name since we're promoting her now?
It's Heather Croupy.
There you go. Heather Croupy. We want to see your stage too. Okay. So is there anything that you want to tell people about the production that's coming up? What are you excited about this particular production?
Well, everyone's extremely talented. You know, I could just go down the entire list of everyone in our cast and just everyone is just every time I've the first time I've seen every person, you know, step up and do, you know, their scene or song or whatever it is, they surprise me every single time. And they just make different choices every time. It's like watching them for the first time. It's fantastic. You know, Dom is playing our Sweeney. Their voice is just fills the entire theater. I love it. It's just Katie Hughes. She's hilarious. She's going to make the audience, you know, laugh the entire show. You know, our Anthony, Kevin, and Joanna, Leah, their voices together resonate so well. I just can't wait for everyone to see them, you know, just besides from me, just this entire cast, just our ensemble too. They're fantastic.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Lavoie too? I've only seen pictures online so far. I can't wait to go. It looks gorgeous.
It's a beautiful theater. When I did the audition here, I instantly was just like, I really, really hope I get to, you know, do this show or just eventually do a production here, because it's got a mezzanine and it has the orchestra and you know, back orchestra. It's really not far off from a Broadway theater. There are some Broadway theaters that are smaller than this theater.
I'm really looking forward to heading down to Millville. I haven't been there. My grandparents actually used to live there, so I haven't been there in a while.
Oh,
but,
cool.
I'm looking forward to heading back down to see you.
Like a quick trip down memory road. I just appreciate you having me here and just having me talk about the production. I'm very excited about it. I just can't wait to you know, show everyone what we've been working on for the past couple months.
I have so much to look forward to because I'm looking forward to the Lavoie's production of Sweeney Todd. And I'm also looking forward to your family going out on tour, you know, as the next steps.
Me too. It's going to happen. I know it.
Exactly. Looking forward to it. Carmen, it was so nice talking to you. Thank you so
much for chatting. Thank you so much.
You can see Carmen Matarazzo as Tobias in the Off Broad Street Players production of Sweeney Todd at the Lavoie Theater in Millville, New Jersey. The show runs from February 10th through February 19th. For more information, be sure to visit lavoie.net. If you like this episode, be sure to review, subscribe, and tell your friends. A transcript of this podcast, links relevant to the story, and more about the arts in New Jersey can be found at jerseyarts.com. The Jersey Arts Podcast is presented by Art Pride New Jersey, advancing a state of creativity since 1986. The show was co-founded by and currently supported by funds from the New Jersey State Council on the Arts, with additional support from the National Endowment for the Arts. This episode was hosted, edited, and produced by me, Gina Marie Rodriguez. Executive producers are Jim Atkinson and C. Stroud. And a very special thanks to Carmen Matarazzo today. I'm Gina Marie Rodriguez for the Jersey Arts Podcast. Thanks for listening.